NPR's Andy Bowers joins us on the line from New York. Andy, we spoke to you earlier from the Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. You were standing outside for much of the day, and I understand that you interviewed a number of people, including some victims' families. What did they say it meant to them?
That's right. Well, Lisa, people were lining up here for more than 5 hours, some of them, to get into this service in St. Patrick's Cathedral, this Mass for all of the victims of this tragedy. And a number of the people I saw in this long line that stretched around two city blocks were holding these posters that have now become tragically familiar all over New York, showing the missing loved ones and such. So I talked to some of these people, and one woman seemed remarkably calm given the circumstances, but she told her story about her husband, who was on one of the upper floors in the World Trade Center and had called some friends after the first plane hit and said that he was okay and then was never heard from again. And she was just overwhelmed by seeing all the other people who had turned out for this service. She said it was very important to her to attend this and to see so many other people coming out as well.
David, I'm sorry, Andy, I'm not sure if you spoke with, I mean, obviously this was a Catholic ceremony. I'm not sure if you spoke with people who were not Catholic but decided to come anyway because somehow it meant something to them.
Well, yes, I did. In fact, the man I talked to who was almost at the front of the line, who had waited since 12 noon to get in, was Jewish. And he said it didn't matter at all. He was a New Yorker. He in fact, was also carrying one of these missing posters, although it was not for a relative or friend. It was for the wife of a man who he met doing rescue efforts, and he was trying to get the word out about this woman who was missing. And he just said it was time for all New Yorkers of all faiths to come together and wait and go into this service and be together.
Edward Cardinal Egan was celebrating the Mass, and when he saluted the firefighters, he said he said something about ground hero, and a huge cheer went up on the...
That's right. There were several moments during his sermon that were not very much like a typical Mass. People got up to their feet and were waving American flags in from among the pews. Another moment like this was when he thanked President Bush and New York Governor George Pataki and New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, the latter two were there, Giuliani and Pataki, and the crowd gave a standing ovation, and then these two politicians, who have never really been known for liking each other very much, embraced, and the crowd just went wild. It was an amazing and emotional moment. Unfortunately, where I was able to see it on a TV monitor, but most of the people outside of the cathedral didn't know what was going on, but they still were very moved by Cardinal Egan's words.
Now, everyone leaving, there was some special memento that people took with them.
That's right. All of the people who've just been coming, most of them have now left the cathedral, but they came out, each one clutching a long-stemmed pink rose, which seems to have been the symbol of the day. In fact, one man I saw was a police officer in uniform who came out alone clutching one of these roses, and I saw him tearing up. He looked very moved by the ceremony. There was a lot of tribute paid to his fellow fallen officers and fallen firefighters. There were a lot of tears along with the roses coming out of the cathedral.
NPR's Andy Bowers on the line with us from New York, outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, where the special commemorative Mass was held today. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Lisa.